This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A group of Northeast Ohio independent music venues has spent the last 5 months planning how to reopen safely amid the coronavirus pandemic. But as cases in Ohio spike, they've shifted to just trying to ensure they can survive these winter months. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with several club owners who say they're fighting for the future of live music. Late last month, Cleveland singer-songwriter Jenna Fournier of the band Knights, who performs as Kid Tiger, played at the Happy Dog. It was the first live concert at the club in Cleveland's Gordon Square Arts District since March. But instead of being packed with music fans chowing down on hot dogs, it was just Fournier and her guitar on the small stage, live streaming to a virtual audience. It's the new normal for the music scene, and one that Happy Dog co-owner Sean Watterson says can't sustain much longer without help.
It's like we got hit by a tornado. We are scrappy, independent operators, and we're doing everything we can to be there on the other side of this.
It's been nearly 9 months since the region's independent venues closed due to the pandemic. Some, like the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, started hosting small live concerts, but are now pulling those back as COVID-19 cases surge. Watterson says it's just not safe.
It's really hard to resist the urge to try and open, but when you run the numbers and you look at the health impacts, the smarter thing to do is stay closed so that you have a chance to come back.
But coming back means getting through many more months of no income. Watterson says he recently got a share of $4 million Cuyahoga County approved for arts organizations, and he's applied for small business funding from the state. But he says music venues are shut out of the $20 million recently announced by Governor Mike DeWine. That's only for nonprofit cultural organizations.
The arts are broader than just your tax status.
The Happy Dog, along with more than a dozen other Northeast Ohio concert clubs, joined the National Independent Venue Association that was formed in the early days of the pandemic. The nearly 3,000 venues have been a unified voice in lobbying Congress to pass the Save Our Stages Act. It has nearly 200 co-sponsors in the House and Senate, but it's languished as talks for another federal stimulus package have stalled. This past week, a bill introduced in the Ohio House would give independent music venues $20 million in federal stimulus funding. But the Happy Dog's Watterson says it all depends on the lame duck session bringing it to a vote, leading to more uncertainty.
I love you more.
The Bop Stop on Cleveland's Near West Side has kept going by investing in video equipment to live stream concerts with a small audience outdoors, like this recent concert from Cleveland singer-songwriter Kyle Kidd.
Holding me steady to begin.
But the venue is also in desperate need of funding. Director Gabe Pollock says they received a federal PPP loan back in the spring and was recently awarded around $24,000 from Live Music Society. That may buy them a couple more months.
The streams are doing well enough to support bands. There's not much left over. I've never really spent much time applying for grants, but that's a priority now.
The Goodyear Theater in Akron's East End has also been shut down since March and recently experimented with socially distanced movies. But the theater's Mark O'Shea says the recent surge in coronavirus cases sets them way back.
If the federal government does not step in and help the arts industries, the arts industry will suffer catastrophic losses and it will never jump back to where it was. And no one's going to want to jump into it for the fear of this could happen again.
When they are ready to jump back in, whenever that is, venues are making sure they'll be ready. Cleveland is one of 8 cities that took part in the national Reopen Every Venue Safely initiative. The detailed set of guidelines developed by venues, musicians, and public health officials covers everything from how to disinfect a microphone to sanitizing a space between shows. But the Goodyear Theater's Mark O'Shea acknowledges it will be some time before that guide will be useful.
Even if the pandemic curve drops way down, you're going to have a good portion of the population that's going to be a little apprehensive about going out. That's going to be the big hurdle, is reinstilling confidence that you're looking out for them.
For now, these independent venues are just focusing on surviving the winter months and continuing to look to lawmakers, along with music fans, for help. One way they're doing that is through an online auction of music memorabilia that runs through this Sunday. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.